Clay Patton on the Rural Radio Network, breaking down the quarterly U.S. Hogs report with Jerry Stoll of Country Futures, Frankfort, Kansas. And Jerry, the Hogs really didn't react after the grain news today, but following this Hog report, they may on Monday.
Well, I mean, there's nothing bullish in the report. It confirmed record all hogs and pigs, and there were some even slightly negative surprises in some of the categories. First of all, the all hog and pig category was up 103.1%, and, you know, just confirming an all-time record high number of hogs and pigs on farms. Kept for breeding figure came in slightly higher than expected at 101.7%, and the kept for marketing number 103.3%. USDA also went back and revised the last December and September report up slightly on number of head as well. Feb pig crop was 103.8%, and then the kept for, like I said, kept for breeding 103.4%. Farrowing intentions, March through May, up 2%. So just nothing friendly in the report. It just can kind of confirmed record numbers, and we got it.
That's Jerry Stoll, Country Futures, Frankfort, Kansas, joining us, breaking down the USDA quarterly hog report, and unfortunately more bearish than bullish as it is. We'll see how the markets react on Monday. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.